Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go.
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. I think we can all agree that social pressures and expectations can be really exhausting. Now, I totally understand that we don't live forever, and after a certain age, pregnancy and even getting a good rate or no mortgage can be difficult. The truth is, we do in fact procrastinate over some decisions in our life, and we also avoid taking leaps of faith due to uncertainty and fear. However, we also tend to rush into things because of fear. A lot of the time, we've adopted this fear from another fearful mind, such as parents. So, in Eastern cultures, I know how much grief women can get after a certain age from worried parents who tell their daughters that they're getting old and they need to get married ASAP. They get them more worried by saying that because they're old, people are going to start finding them less attractive. Or, after a certain age, they won't be able to produce kids. And although that might be true, they imply that having kids is the key to happiness. As a result, these girls are forced to rush into relationships that they want to last forever. Now imagine being told to make a major life decision in a short amount of time. This is the person you want to spend forever with, yet you're given a short time frame to find them. I know it sounds quite cliche, but you can't just find love. I believe that love finds you. You can't just go to a supermarket and find your ideal partner. And when you rush things, you rarely get to know the person properly. You don't get to know enough about them to be able to say, this is the person I want to spend my whole life with. You see, there's a mentality in some societies which promotes the idea that you're not successful in life until you've met certain milestones. Until then, it doesn't matter if you're like Mother Teresa, you'll still be seen as someone who's lacking in life and needs to do better. I often see this sort of upbringing reflected in young adults. They believe that they need to have certain things by certain ages. They almost have a checklist, and like robots, they just tick things off. University, tick. Great office job, tick. Ideal partner, tick. Marriage, tick. Kids, tick. Big house, tick. Fancy car, tick. And so on. There's no free thinking in this because they are conditioned to believe and live these realities out of fear. The pressure promotes rash decisions at times. They then commit themselves to people, things and responsibilities which they aren't truly satisfied with or that they struggle with. These choices we make affect the rest of our lives and limit us from doing things we actually want to do. Many times I've heard people say something like this: I really want to invest in my dream business, but I can't do it right now. You know, I've got the mortgage, I've got the kids, and I've got all the other expenses. Now, this is fine because we do have our financial obligations. However, a lot of the time, these people are in the position they're in because they were forced to make decisions that weren't their own. Deep down, these people always wanted to do the business, but they were told to go to university, and then they were told to get married and have kids by a certain age. All these things can create new financial responsibilities which limit how you spend in the future. And of course, they require that you invest your energy into them, which can pull you away from your passions. Now, don't get me wrong, guidance can be invaluable too. Some people need to be made aware of how their lack of action can also affect their future. Every business owner I speak to always tells me how they wish they started earlier. However, living with regrets can only make us miserable, and sometimes we have to trust the universe's timing. Certain growth needs to take place so that the next stage of your life can be prosperous. I think the key thing that you have to remember is to stay true to yourself and go through life with a positive mindset. You will make mistakes, but they are yours to make and learn from. It's your life and no one else's. Only you know deep down when the time is right. Build your life at your own pace, a pace that you're satisfied with. Don't just go ticking things off, because there's no right or wrong when it comes to time. And some things you don't even have to do. If you don't want to get married, that's fine. And if you don't want to have kids, that's also fine. There are no rules to living life the correct way. There are only people's opinions. We always seem to be taking advice from other people or from society, some of which we don't even know or respect, on how to live our life when they know nothing about our life. It's our life at the end of the day. It's not someone else's, it's yours. So trust yourself to know what's best for you. Don't give in to these pressures just to satisfy other people, no matter how close they are, because trust me, you're the one that will remain unsatisfied. And furthermore, the expectations and pressures will never stop. Therefore, you'll never truly satisfy other people. The only way to win is to stay true to you. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.